How did this affect on your music?
Like a version.
Well, I've just been sitting home listening to music.
Found a tune out of riff, you know.
Like a version.
On Triple J.
Right down the words off the internet.
I said no.
I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me.
Like a version. On Triple J.
Okay, on Triple J, here we go. The first Like a Version in his brand renovated, refurbished studios. A lot of excitement for the band that will be playing you some live music this morning in the country at the moment for Groove in the Moo 2012.
Yes, and through this week, Tom Ballard, as we've been talking about it, there's been plenty of texts nominating this particular band for Best on Ground at the Groove in the Moo Festival. Might continue over the weekend at Maitland and Canberra. Please welcome Mute Math.
Yay!
Paul, Darren, Todd and Roy joining us in the studio.
Morning,
thanks so much for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, welcome to Australia as a band. First time you've been out ever. You've been here before, Paul, like you personally, with another band?
Yes, right. 10 years ago, but it is very wonderful to be back with a very good and dependable group of musicians that have gone the distance for quite a while now. So, yeah, we've been a band for 8 years, working very hard to try to get an opportunity to come out to Australia. So glad we're here now.
What happened last time?
We probably
last time you last time you did some luge thing in New Zealand and the drummer broke his arm, right? That's
ruin
what
it.
Happened.
Yeah, we lost the drummer on the luge.
Oh, no.
We lost our last guitar player to koala.
Okay.
Yeah. Who forgot to walk under trees with an umbrella.
Oh, no. Well, that's a rookie error.
Sorry
that one.
About that. We learn the lessons. Now we apply them. We're here. We're ready. We're protected.
Yeah, but you're not completely staying out of trouble, though. You were saying, Darren, that you were on the jet ski. That's a little bit of a dangerous activity.
I did. I was on the jet ski. We went tubing. And we've been hanging out with Flavor Flav on the festival a lot. So, you know.
Public Enemy?
Yes.
Touring about
indeed.
With you?
Yeah. Yeah, we've had some good interactions with him.
Life lessons did
he share
with
you? Well, I was at the... Everything he says is worth writing down in a journal. I was at the hotel waiting for the elevator, and he walked up, and I wanted to initiate conversation. I said, hey, that was a long flight, wasn't it? He goes, yeah, I guess it's a long travel, but it's short steps for a giant. And I've been told by some that I'm a giant. I thought, yeah, amen.
What does that mean?
And then in Magnetic Island, we pulled into this bay. It was called Nelly Bay. And he goes, yo, everybody, Nelly owned this bay. That's hot.
It's hot.
And I said, you got to change the name to Flavor Bay. And he turned to the guy from Big Scary. He thought he said it. And he goes, dude, that's what I'm talking about. Yes.
Is he wearing the helmet during this?
No, he's got the clock, and he's also got a large phone, like an old school phone that he's connected to his cell phone.
A curly cord.
Yes, with a curly cord, so he's able
that
to
actually
talk.
Works.
It's and he can listen
thing.
To music from it. I guess it makes it mono.
Nice.
But he's
Flav loves his
tunes. He's been listening to all the bands of the tour, and you're like, yeah, you sound good.
Oh my gosh,
that's amazing.
Well, that is great times.
Worth the trip. Yeah, just to get to hang with him.
You guys have been listening to the music as well. You've been meeting a whole bunch of people and impressed by a few people on the Groove in the Moo lineup. Who's picked up your ear, Paul? Who have you enjoyed?
Well, we're certainly blindsided by an artist named Matt Corby.
Yeah.
Who, we just happened to, we were hearing things, went over to the stage, check him out. And yeah, that was quite an overwhelming performance. In New Orleans, we would refer to him as straight garbage trash. That would be his genre.
Filthy. Like this.
He's filthy garbage trash.
Okay.
He gargles dirty diapers.
Right.
Yeah.
But brushes his teeth right before he goes on.
Like all of the different things that funnel down into the...
Yeah.
Into the Bourbon Street side.
Into the canal.
Okay. Right. I'm just saying it sounds like an insult, but it sounds like you're impressed.
Yeah,
that is the highest compliment.
Backhanded.
Can I say, Paul, you're standing in the very spot that Matt Corby did a Like a Version earlier in the year, covering the back keys.
Well, my knees are shaking now.
A lot of pressure.
Big Scary were great as well. San Cisco is adorable and great.
Sensational. We're enjoying the Groove in the Moo tour. We'll be there tomorrow as well. But we're going to get some live music for the radio this morning.
Indeed.
You're going to be doing an original song first. What tune are you going to be playing for us?
This is Blood Pressure.
Right. All right, well, we've got an amp to turn on.
Okay,
so
let's do that. Let's get this
that
going.
One, Todd.
From that Kraken record, which we featured here at Triple J, Odd Soul, this is Mute Math on your Friday morning on Like a Version and Blood Pressure. Take it away, guys.
Thank you.
my chopsticks just flew across the studio there.
Almost hit me in the face. Oh, that is mute math.
Just settle down.
On Triple J for Like a Version, Paul, Darren, Todd, and Roy. Just rocking our faces off. Thank you so much, guys. That was incredible.
Well done, guys.
And this is only the first. We've got another song to go.
Are you guys going to be okay? Do you have enough energy for the cover? All right, you're going to be right. Mo, the Triple J cameraman, is filming that. Hopefully we can edit that to, like, you know, like if the film clip and superimpose you guys and flash back and forth like the Blood Fresher film clip. It'd be cool if we could make that work.
It'll take 2 weeks.
Just give me a heads up. Well, it'll be worth it at the end.
Well, we're going to try and get it on by the end of the show today. Just, Mo, start working hard. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
We're going to be he's got to film another thing first. It is a cover version from you guys, which will be happening after the 8 o'clock news. Do you have a clue for us, maybe, as to what Matthew will be covering? Come over here.
All right,
Darren,
if you take the abbreviations for the state of Alaska, you'll have the first and last initial of this artist's name.
Well, okay. Heavy. Wow.
We're going to get thinking during the news headlines. Okay. Hopefully you can too. Join us as Math continues Like a Version.
We're going to go put on some helmets and some protective facial gear for the cover after 8 o'clock. This is going to be amazing. You want to keep listening for this. Stay with us. You're on Triple J.
How did this affect on your music?
Well, I've just been sitting home listening to music.
Found a tune at a riff, you know.
Like a version.
On Triple J.
Right down the words off the internet.
No. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me.
Like a version. On Triple J.
Yes, Mute Math are our Like a Version artists. The drumsticks are being thrown around the studio this morning, as yet unable to lodge within Tom Ballard's large pectoral muscles.
You can say tits. You can say that. That's all right. There's not much going on here. That's fine. That's all right.
That's all right. But you may have heard them at the Groove and the Move festivals, as Tom said before, the zoo in Brisbane last night. You might have also heard their music cropping up in various films. Which Mute Math, you guys yourself, you seem to see at the last minute as well. You're not sure that if they find themselves in different movies without your knowledge.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you're a big fan of Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants Part 2.
You have no idea.
You seem to be
You have no idea.
Whatever, so you're just watching it, and then you get a little Mute Math tune in there.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. No.
It's actually a lovely film.
Is it?
Yes. Yes. Knock it till you tried it.
Yeah. Right. Is it like The Godfather 2? Like, was even the sequel's
exactly.
even better?
You know,
yeah.
Wow, I'll flip a coin.
Something about you in sequels as well. Is it true the latest American Pie has some Mute Math in it as well?
Is it true?
That's
or
what
not?
I've heard, but I have not actually heard the song anywhere. Yeah. So
which song is it?
Someone told me that Blood Pressure. Where did you hear that?
I saw an interview with you guys, and you were saying that apparently it was.
Okay, well, I
American
think that
Pie.
Actually might not be true.
We might have been lied to. The one instance.
We're also in the Avengers.
Yeah.
Right.
You had extra cash for that as well, didn't you?
Todd, are you in charge of licensing Mute Math music?
Yeah.
Yeah. What the hell are you doing? You're going crazy.
They don't know what I'm doing on the computer all day. I'm just sending tracks to studios. Should try this.
We should sort that out.
Ideally, though, if you could pick what film a Mute Math song would pop up in, what would you see?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I hear there's an Anchorman Part 2 in the works, and I think that'd be perfect.
That'd be really good, because sometimes the wedding band, I know, was it the Dan band that crops up in a few Will Ferrell films coming in sing, and Total Eclipse of the Heart with a couple of
F-bombs. You know Johnny Greenwood's in Harry Potter.
Really?
What? He is.
What does he play?
He's in a band. They have a party at Hogwarts.
The Weird Sisters?
I can't remember the name of the band, but if you see for like 4 seconds, you see Johnny Greenwood playing back there.
Oh.
It's true.
That's pretty rad. Well, the Stalin vocal band got wonders out of the original Anchorman, so it could transform your career.
If it could get number two.
Good luck. Okay, we're going to get a cover for you. That's what Like a Version is all about. Mute Math obliging us this morning. The clue was, if you take the initials for the state of Alaska,
the abbreviation
for the state of Alaska, the letters, I can't be bothered. What was it again?
Well, if you take the abbreviation for the state of Alaska, you'll get the first and last initial of this artist's name.
Okay.
A few people, clever people in the text line figuring out A and K
initials.
Nice, but can you reveal for us the actual song and artist?
Alicia Keys. The name of the song is Fallen.
Right. Falling. Why did you choose this? Might surprise people, a few people with this choice. Why'd you go with this?
I religiously watch Oprah.
Okay. Losing rock cred by the second here.
Is that you do it sort of most days, or you wear a habit and you say
religiously
beforehand?
Like worships, like it's absolutely a problem. It's a problem in the band.
I have a little altar right
worships
in front of the
Oprah.
TV. And yeah, I remember about 10 years ago, this wonderful artist was debuted on Oprah's show, Alicia Keys. I was in love ever since. So anyway, when we started doing covers after this record for the past year or so, we had a lot of fun doing Fallen.
Okay. Have you ever met Miss Keys?
I have not. Oh. Only in my dreams.
Okay.
Well, Alicia is a big listener to the show, so I'm sure we can...
She'll be very impressed. Don't screw this up. This could change everything. all right, let's do it on Triple J. This is Mute Math, in for Like a Virgin this morning, covering Alicia Keys' Fallen. When you're ready, dudes, take it away.
Thank you.
Amazingly, cool. By Mute Math, we've got Paul, Darren, Todd, and Roy in the studio. Thanks so much. What an incredible transformation Alicia went through there.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Alicia Keys Fallen, redone by Mute Math. Thank you so much, guys. What a way to christen the new desk in the new studios. Such an honor for you. I know it's a big deal. You can't believe your luck.
Always a pleasure to christen.
Just glad I didn't break anything.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, thanks for being here, guys. Of course, yeah, heading out on Groove in the Mood this weekend and playing a couple of side shows as well next week about the place. A couple of tickets still available for some of the shows. JJJ.net.au on the gig guide is where you can find out the details if you want to see Mute Math live and potentially get some drumsticks in your cleavage. What up, guys? Have a good Friday. Cheers.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. See ya.
Cheers.
This was a Triple J live music podcast. Hit up the Triple J live music website for more sets, photos, and videos.
Triple J. Woo!